Hey sir, good morning. How's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey Dennis, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
Yeah, I got your number from Southwest Pneumatic down here in Houston. Trying about getting a pump, a pump finance.
Okay.
I wanted to see how about going about that.
Well, what I can do is I can email you our application. I can just shoot that over to you and. That's the best place to start.
Okay.
What's a good email address for you, or a fax number, or something of that nature?
Email is letter J, letter D, Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, 129, at Verizon.net.
Verizon.net. Alrighty.
So J.D. Pierce, 129, at Verizon.net.
Got it. Okay, I'll send that right over to you. In the meantime, as far as the credit situation goes, if you want to give me your social and just your home address, I can get that rolling for you as well.
Okay. Home address, 707 Pass Trail. So, before we go any further, are you a bank? Are you like a regular bank, or
it's actually called Bank of Cardiff. I'll shoot you an email so you can research us and whatnot if you want to.
What I'm saying, you're like a regular bank, like my wife's the manager for like Compass Bank over here.
Okay.
In Houston. I mean, are y'all a bank like that, like just a regular bank kind of?
No,
we specialize in this stuff, or
exactly. No, we're commercial banks. So we specialize in equipment financing and working capital through businesses.
Okay, so, that's what I was wondering there.
Yeah, no, we're not I guess it's called a depository bank.
You're not exactly. Okay, that's
can't come
I
in and cash a check.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was asking you.
But no, we specialize in heavy equipment financing. I've been working with Hector. I'm assuming that's where you got my information from.
Yes, Hector.
So I've worked with a lot of Hector.
What kind of credit score? I think mine was like 680. I didn't know what kind of credit score. I mean,
that should be fine. Really, what they look at? Well, with a lot of these blowers, they only run around. I don't know how much you were quoted, but probably anywhere, 13,000 or less.
Yeah, I think he said the best one for me would have been like 11.2.
Okay, yeah, sounds about right. So what we look at is we're going to look at a lot of comparable debt. If you have a 680 credit score, you shouldn't have a problem. But with commercial financing, it's looked at a little differently. It's not going to report on your personal credit, for one.
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to worry about, having an extra trade line if you want to go buy a house or an investment property or another car or anything like that.
Yeah, because I'm actually wanting to get a house next year, a different house, but... Like, right now, I have 3 auto loans on my credit. I don't know if that would be against me or...
That might actually help, as long as they're current and sounds like they are. If you have a 680 score, there, I mean, everyone's human. If miss a payment here and there, that's okay.
Yeah, no, I've never missed a payment, ever. And I've paid multiple vehicles off, but I just, my problem is I got, way too much stuff in my name. You know what I mean? And that's why I didn't know if that was going to hurt me, help me, or... usually that hurts you. You know what I mean?
It does, but also this isn't a huge purchase, so it's not $40,000 or something like that. So,
let's say it is $11,000. What type of rate? Before I proceed, because I have a driver in my truck. Okay, I actually haul cars. I'm a car hauler for another company, but I got a driver in my truck. So this is going to be an investment for me for the truck, So I'm just trying to figure out, before I proceed any further, what type of terms, how long do they finance it out?
We can go up to 5 years. For this small of amount, I would recommend shorter, but you can go up to 5 years if you want. And as far as the rate goes, it's going to be a lease, but there's no buyout or anything of that nature at the end of it. And that's just, it's a lease because we're actually holding the asset as a collateral until it's paid off.
And the asset is the blower pump.
Exactly. Okay. So we're one of the only banks that, a lot of times what I've heard from Hector and other people at Southwest Dramatic is that they want to hold the title to the truck or the trailer that it's attached to.
Okay.
And we don't do that. So, that's usually the reason Hector sends me, you know, business, obviously.
Okay. And do you require down payment?
Usually what they will require is your first month's and last month's payments up front, okay. But that's not until you're approved or anything like that of that nature.
Okay.
So that'll be part of the loan documentation. So
no, that what would happen? Like that sounds really. I mean, that sounds pretty good. That's what I was saying. So let's say a year from now, I don't have nobody in my truck, and I want to give the blower back. How does that work? Does Southwest Pneumatic, would they buy the blower back? Let's say I owed. I know you're saying it's a lease, but it's a lease to purchase, correct?
Right. So we have several different lease options. There's the least favorable one is called a fair market value, which might actually work for you in this case, because that means at the end of the lease, you could buy it for whatever the fair market value is. So at that time, it might only be worth $6,000 or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
We have a dollar buyout option as well. And we also have I apologize, I'm getting over a cold here.
Oh, that's all right.
That's the reason I didn't get back to you until now.
My driver kept asking me, he goes, man, have you called that guy? I'm like, man, I've called him like three or four times, like multiple messages. I said, hell, he might be on vacation.
Well, even then, I would have had someone
So it's a lease, basically.
Right. It's structured as a lease. So if you think that, you know, in a year or whatever, you want to return it, or it's an option that we can structure that way for you. We can do a dollar buyout. It's probably the best option for you. So that way, if you want to own it.
Yeah, I mean, let's say for 4 years I pay on this thing, right? You said you can have a 4-year term. Are you saying 4 years I own it after 4 years?
Yes. That would be the equipment finance agreement, which is still structured as a lease, but it's
And I bought a trailer like that from Mercer Transportation when I was leased on the Mercer. It was a lease, like lease purchase, and after 4 years, I paid at the end. So at the end of my lease, they said, okay, well, now you owe $4,000. So I either need $4,000 or you need to finance that $4,000. Well, then I would just pay them off the $4,000. They sent me a title of the trailer. That was kind of what we did on that aspect. But well, okay. Let's get this rolling, man. You actually kind of opened my eyes on this deal.
Good deal, good deal. I'm glad I could. Sorry, I wasn't immediately available.
No. My social security number is 453-619-326.
Okay, and your address was 707...
Pass Trail. That is P-A-S. It's the two words. P-A-S-T-R-A-I-L. So P-A-S, just Paul... P as in Paul, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, then Trail, T-R-A-I-L.
Pass Trail, okay.
And Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N. And that's going to be Texas, 77336.
Huffman, do you know where Comanche, Texas is?
Comanche. No.
Probably Stephenville, right? I'm sure you heard of Stephenville.
Yes, I do know where Stephenville is.
So I live in San Diego now, but I was actually born in Stephenville and graduated high school from Comanche, Texas. And we were my graduating class is only 63 people. So
dude, that was like a class, and then I was like a class A, not a, like a 2A or. Do y'all have a regular football team? Or do y'all run six-man football team back then?
No, we had a regular football team, and kind of how we got screwed in is because of they only counted minorities as halves.
Yeah.
but we had a ton of minorities, so it was about 40% Hispanic, and then 60% Caucasian. So we got put into the 3A.
God, that was far. Like, we were 3A. My graduating class was around 180.
Okay, so yeah, we. That's the reason I asked, because I think we actually played Huffman at some point.
You probably did, because I mean, maybe in what year did you graduate?
I graduated in 95. So I'm 40 years old.
I graduated in 93.
Okay. We might have actually played against each other. It's pretty funny.
That is crazy. No, actually, me and my wife were going to San Diego for vacation on the 12th or 13th of October.
Oh, okay.
We've never been to San Diego, so yeah, my wife wants to go to SeaWorld and to the zoo, and I guess we're staying at, oh, damn, what the hell's the name of that? That is right there by the water. Mission Bay?
Yes, you're probably staying at Paradise Point. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, but is that by Mission Bay?
Yeah, it's right on Mission Bay, actually.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to be around Mission Bay, so we're looking forward to that.
No, it's still summer out here in October.
Is it still hot? Is it hot?
It'll be...
Right now, it's 93 degrees here in Houston.
We've had some really hot weather lately. It's been abnormal, but in October, it'll probably be in the 70s.
Okay.
So, what I like about San Diego is that you can wear shorts during the day pretty much every day of the year, but night you might want to throw a jacket on because it'll be a little bit cooler.
I'm ready. How long you been in San Diego?
Well, I was actually in the military. That I joined the Marine Corps right out of high school, so I...
Oh, okay.
So, I was stationed out here for a couple years, and then I met my son's mother up in Seattle, actually. I was working on a wireless job, and she's from here, so she wanted to move back down. So we moved back down in 2007, so I've been here since 2007 is the longest, so almost 10 years at this point.
A lot more expensive to live there than it would be Texas, though, huh?
It's ridiculous out here.
Texas cost of living, people just don't understand how cheap it is out here.
I know my folks, they just bought a place for $69,000 with over 3 acres of land. And there's a lake right there. They're right on the lake, too. It's like, you can't even shake a stick at $69,000 out here in California. You can't even get a condo out here for that. So.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, well, email me that that deal, and I'll get that filled out. It might be a little later. I got to unload these cars and reload, but I'll probably get my wife to work on it. Maybe I'll have it done tonight, so you'll have it in the morning.
Okay, well, based off what you've told me, you should be approved, no problem at all. If you have a little bit of high debt-to-income ratio,
yes,
I think you'll be okay because you have a decent score. You know, you have a good...
I bought a truck. I bought a truck for my son like 2 weeks ago, and I asked. I said, "What was my credit score?" He said 682. That was when they did that inquiry, you know, to get the truck approved.
Right.
You know, and I mean that's why I was saying I got three autos. I didn't want to do it, but I mean you do stuff for your kids that you wouldn't do, you know, just for anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got a 10-year-old, so I've been already thinking in 6 years I'm going to have to buy him something, you know? And it'll probably be a truck, too. All right.
Yeah, mine's 20 years old. But, you know, he's raced motocross his whole life. And
so a truck's a good fit for him.
So he's never had a real job. You know what I mean? He's never had a job. His job is racing. And you know what? He's got two credit cards, but he's only had them for like a year and a half. So his credit history is just not. And they were gonna kill him on interest rate. And I was like, dude, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna let my kid do that, dude. I'm not. Dude, they said 18% interest rate. I'm like, no.
And I was gonna say
His credit score was over 700, but he didn't have a history. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
I just said no trade lines really. He hasn't had enough time to screw it up.
Exactly. Well, Dennis, good talking to you, buddy, and I'll be in touch with you.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to email you so you have my contact info, and I don't really need an application. But what's the name of your business? I can look you up. Are you filed as a sole proprietorship or LLC or?
Yes. Well, I got a. The only thing I ever, because I'm always leased on the company, so all I ever have is like an EIN number.
Okay.
I don't have it offhand. I can get it at home if you need an EIN number. That's what I always. You know, I mean, with my taxes, when I do my road tax and stuff like that.
Did you ever have to file an assumed name with the county that you're in?
Did I ever have to file like a name of a company? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
No.
Okay, so you're just DBA.
Basically, I've always just done it under me.
Okay, that's fine.
Alrighty. So do you need me to do that application, or you can just run my credit score and we can...
Well, what I can do is, if you have an assumed name, or and you might have done this and not remembered it. I don't know how long ago you filed your business, but we can just use the assumed name as and I can get that from the county that you filed in. So did you file in Huffman County?
Well, I mean, all I got is an EIN number from like the IRS. That's all I've ever used on anything, really. Okay. So I really don't have a DBA. I've never set up a DBA, because I've always been leased on the companies. So, I mean, I don't know if that's gonna matter for y'all or.
No, we can do it under a sole proprietorship. If you have an EIN number, then is that your EIN number?
No. EIN number's separate. Is not a social security.
You know that off the top of your head, by any chance?
No, I don't. My wife's not at home right now, so EIN number is basically when I file for my road tax to the IRS. That's what I gotta use.
Right.
I can get that to you tonight or in the morning.
Okay, no, that works. The only reason I'm asking these questions is because the state of Texas doesn't require a business license. So
okay.
It's, I think, Florida and Texas, and there's like one other state that doesn't require you to actually file a business license. So the only thing I would need that for is to prove your time in business, to prove how long you've been doing this.
Okay.
Because the longer you've been doing it, the better rate you're going to qualify for.
Yeah, I've been an owner-operator since 06.
Okay.
So I've had an EIN number. I've had an EIN number since 2006. Being an owner operator.
So you just do a DBA of JD Pierce?
I mean, I've never set up a DBA, but I don't have a business account. I just use my regular account. You know what I mean?
No, that's totally fine too. I don't need bank statements for the small amount of loan size that you're doing. But
I want to say Hector. He quoted me that the high end would be 11.2. That would be the high end.
Sounds about right. I said 13 because there are some other ones, I guess.
And he did say like last week he had a rebuilt one he could have put on there for $8,300.
Okay.
So he says if he comes across one like that, I mean, we could do something like that where, you know, it's got the same warranty as a new one, you know.
No, exactly. If he can, yeah, we can always change the terms till the very end.
Well, that sounds good, Dennis.
All right, bud. Well, I'll let you go.
I'll be in touch with you.
This is my direct number that you left a voicemail on, so.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yep. If I don't answer, just leave a voicemail and I will call you back. I'm back in the office now, so.
All right, bud. Thanks.
You too. Talk to you later.